This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today's 2-6-23, show number 462. Well, this market advance seems to be petering out, Nick.
Yeah, we definitely are starting to see the markets pull back. It really began on Friday. And, you know, the decline comes really after the Friday job report was released. That Friday job report was a very, very hot number. I believe 517,000 new jobs were announced. Now, whether or not you believe that remains, you know, that's for an open interpretation. I happen to not think that's the case. But either way, that is the number. It's a hot number. And that has the crowd now, the market crowd, thinking that the Fed needs to continue to raise rates. So, in fact, we have seen yields jump higher. They jumped on Friday, and they're jumping higher again today. And obviously, the market was pricing in a dovish Fed after the Fed meeting last week. And now that turns out to not be the case. So it's going to be an interesting February.
that it's already shaping up to be. I mean, it's hard to believe it's February already, but that's where we're at. Well, so... earnings, though, how are they coming in?
I don't think the earnings are good at all. I think the earnings are horrible. In fact, you've had just about all of these mega cap tech companies miss, a lot of semiconductors miss. I don't think the earnings are very good except for the energy companies. But, you know, the market doesn't seem to care. You can remember a couple weeks ago when Microsoft reported earnings, the stock gapped down sharply lower and reversed. Almost to positive by the end of the day. That's a bullish indication because people think that the central bank is going to stop raising rates. They think the central bank potentially might stop their quantitative tightening. You know, nobody's talking about that quantitative tightening. In fact, even in the last Federal Reserve press conference, I didn't hear one statement about quantitative tightening. And the bottom line is the Fed is tightening. Is doing a tightening process right now, not an easing process, and that takes liquidity out of the system. So, you know, again, every market will have rallies, even when you're in a bear, and I think that's what this one was.
A classic sucker rally, bear market rally. Everybody gets sucked in. The start of the new bull market is here. Break out the champagne, and they all got sucked.
Yeah, I think so. And I'm not saying, you know, we can't trickle up a little bit, but I just don't think we go significantly higher from where we are. I think the market right now is in a rolling over process. And I think that's ultimately what we're going to see. So, you know, we're not going to go straight down the straight line, but, you know, the upside should be limited from here going forward.
Hey, so what about this Chinese spy balloon? You know, what I find about Chinese balloons, when I buy them for a party and I'm trying to blow them up, they pop immediately. Here, they build this balloon and it makes it tens of thousands of miles before we actually go and shoot it down. So there's something going on with the quality of Chinese balloons, Nick.
Yeah, I have my own suspicions about this. I just don't see that thing getting caught in a jet stream and making it from China to the U.S., you know, without being seen. I bet you this balloon was probably released over, was probably blown up in Canada, because look where it came over, Montana, and then, you know, finally was shot down in North Carolina. Now I have another problem with it. Why would you shoot it down? Why wouldn't you just bring it down? To shoot it down, you don't know what it's filled with. You never, you know what's going on. This is a world that's upside down, as we all know. So I just really find this whole story to have so many holes. It really reminds me of like a piece of Swiss cheese. There's just too many holes in it for me. I can't believe anything that I'm hearing in the media about this balloon story.
Yeah, it almost looks like it was created. And now they're saying that during the prior administration, there were three balloons that they unleashed and we didn't know about any of them. I don't know. I have my doubts about the whole story for sure. Well, so what about gold? Got slammed Thursday and Friday. Now it's going up a little bit. What's the deal here?
Gold got absolutely hammered on Thursday, and it continued to sell off sharply on Friday as well. So gold under big pressure. Even today, it's not really doing too much. I think gold has to come back in. As you know, I've been saying that gold was overbought and extended, but holding up well due to the Russia-Ukraine escalation. But I think gold is finally starting to come in. We also see that we have the dollar starting to strengthen, and that's definitely a headwind for gold in the near term.
Right. And we knew this was going to happen. It's just surprising it didn't happen sooner. It had quite a move, and now it's time to consolidate or make that final dip before it really takes off, huh?
Yeah, I think if we get a real true correction in gold, you know, we'll see gold and gold futures probably trade down to that 1500 level, which I've been talking about since basically of March of 22. So I think that's, you know, you get to 1550, 15, maybe 1560, you know, that's going to be the golden goose buying opportunity. We'll see if people want it when that happens, but that's going to be the launch pad for gold to make new highs.
All right. Well, it's going to definitely be interesting to see if Nick is proven right yet again. What about Bitcoin? Finally had a monster run.
Yeah, Bitcoin's had a tremendous, tremendous run, and today it's backing off a bit, but you know, nothing damaging really today. Overall, Kerry, when this bull phase is completed and we go back to a bear phase, I think Bitcoin retreats and ultimately goes to 11,000. It's had a good pop though with this little liquidity squeeze that we've seen. Ironically, it comes on the back of, you know, FTX finding capital and, you know, this Sam Bankman getting out on bail and all of this other stuff. So, you know, I find the timing a little ironic how this plays out. But either way, Bitcoin lives to fight another day at the moment. But in the bigger picture, down she goes, because that's what the bigger time frame chart says.
All right. Well, that is it for today. Make sure you go and check out Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com. See how he's beaten the averages for decades. The Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, and at Kerry Lutz. Emails welcome, kl@kerrylutz.com. Be sure to post your comments on the channel, and we'll get to them when we have a chance. Nick, we will talk to you on Wednesday.
Sounds good, Kerry.